Just about everyone in New Orleans has a costume closet. It's that kind of town. Today, we're talking to costume artist and designer Cree McCree about how to build your personal costume collection. Not only is Cree an accomplished thrift shop fashionista, but she also helps organize the annual NOLA Designer Costume Bazaar, a group show of carnival costume designers that began 28 years ago. Hello, Cree, and thank you for joining us today.
I'm really happy to be here, Renee.
Why are we so in love with costumes in this town?
Well, I remember my friend Jimmy McDonald from Lafayette first told me, you gotta wear a mask on Mardi Gras so you can come as your true self. And I always thought that that was kind of a really well-said aphorism that sums it all up, that we get to be somebody else. And of course, in here, carnival season is so long, we get to be all kinds of people. We can be sexy, we can be scary, we can be silly, we can be comfortable at all costs. It just gives you an opportunity to play with other people and other people's creativity. I love when I go in the streets and see somebody that bought a piece of mine a couple of years ago and they've adapted it and added it to it or passed it on to somebody else. There's a lot of that goes on.
Tell us a little bit about the artists that are going to be there this year. How many do you have? How do you choose them? And what does their work look like?
Well, we have an ever-growing group. It used to be stabilized at just between like 15 and 20. But now it's closer to 30. I actually don't want it to get too big because I like to keep it, you know, totally costumes. I mean, I don't have people selling other items. Liz Blas has been there for many years, and she's a mask maker. She also does the New Orleans mask market every year. So she's a well-known entity. Hal Pop and Calamity, who've been doing value-priced art fashion for years and upcycle that. They're my favorites just because they never pay for their booth because I always trade with them. They're in the Alexander McQueen tradition of fashion and costuming and, you know, with lots of ripped-up stuff. Lana Guerra is a relative newcomer, incredibly talented, and she, again, is really wild. She does some of these things that are made out of, they're kind of like hoop skirts, but you can see through them. We also have Kate McNee, who also does all the art at Jazz Fest. So she's the head of the art department at Jazz Fest, but she's an incredible headpiece designer, and her pieces are just exquisitely beautiful. So Kate McNee is another really one. She's probably a name that people would recognize as well.
What are the most popular costumes in New Orleans? What are people looking for?
I think in New Orleans, people really go to the satiric route. I mean, I'm sure we're going to see so many variations on the lie bowl or the no bowl or whatever that was. We'll see referee voodoo dolls. And I mean, that is going to be massively big this year. And there will certainly be a number of political costumes. I mean, yes, Crew de Vue kind of sets the scene for all of that, but lots of individual people really want to go for broke. So, and there's, in New Orleans, there's never a lack of like corruption scandals to choose from.
Those of us who have costume closets, what are four or five things that should be in there?
Let's see. Every costume closet should have, first of all, multiple pairs of fishnets. I personally think a few wigs come in handy. As far as shoes go, I mean, I just go for comfort. I wear a pair of black combat boots, even if it doesn't go with the rest of my costume. But you should have comfortable shoes or comfortable boots or something you can actually, you know, walk on for many miles.
The NOLA Creative Costume Bazaar will take place on Saturday, February the 23rd, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the New Orleans Healing Center on St. Claude Avenue. It promises to be fun and frivolous and creative. For more, go to vianolav.org or to wwno.org. Thank you, Cree, so much for being with us today and talking about costumes and artistry.
Thanks, Renee. I had fun being here. See you on the streets.
We will do. In New Orleans, I'm Renee Peck.